our fifth episode.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, nice. I can't believe it. It's a really special episode because obviously we have a special guest.
Special guest.
Yeah. Little star of the day. So I wanted to say something. Oh, obviously this is a different time and lighting might be a little different. We're not earlier in the day, so apologize if it gets too dark. We do plan to upload the audio and do more podcasting format in the future.
And that's for all of you who are driving and want to listen to us ramble about awesome things,
yes.
But who can't watch the YouTube videos or the live streams. So.
Yes. So, without further ado, welcome, Marissa.
Thank you for having
yes.
me.
Yes. We know you because Mia knows you.
Yeah, this is one of my closest friends. And Marissa's really inspiring because she started her own home organizing business, and it's called Tidy Folk. And so, first
cutest
of all,
name ever.
Yeah, cutest name ever. Female entrepreneur. So that's awesome. So let's talk about starting our own enterprises. And then she also has a lot of knowledge about feng shui and organizing and kind of like why it's important in your life and why it's kind of like crucial to this spiritual journey you're on. Like why does tidying up your home have to do with your spiritual self? And we've talked a little bit about that on some of our shows and kind of like why we've put so much energy into our space and why it's important to us. But I think it's awesome to have another opinion.
Totally. Yeah. So thank you for being here. Can you just give us a little, you know, in a nutshell, your journey to where you are now with Tidy Folk?
Yeah. I'm basically still in the very beginning of that journey. I established Tidy Folk last year.
So exciting.
Yeah, I was like really unhappy at my 9-to-5 and I felt trapped and small and like I wasn't doing valuable work. So I am like all about self-helpery. I love self-help. And I just read so many books on just like finding what your passions are and like working on your natural, like working with your natural skills. And through that work, I realized that I'm a wonderfully organized
You're
person.
You're like a naturally tidy person.
I'm just a naturally tidy person.
Tell everyone about how it came to you, the idea.
Oh
yeah, my gosh. Okay. It's so sweet. I was visiting my brother, who at the time was living in Hawaii, and I was really unhappy with my prior job, and so I went kind of out to visit him to get a break and get some clarity, and I was like drifting off to sleep, and I had a vision. Organizing people's homes.
Was it a dream or like more?
I was like drifting off to sleep. Yeah. And I shot out of bed and like grabbed my phone and just spent until the wee hours of the morning researching anything I could about the organizing industry.
Chills.
And, yeah.
I've already heard the story and I have chills again.
And I was like, this is it. And so I flew back home and put in my notice and started working back at a restaurant that I worked at when I was doing my undergrad degree. And so I'm kind of still balancing working in this restaurant and then establishing Tidy Folk. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
So if you want to like go out and start your dreams, work in a restaurant.
Keep a side hustle.
Keep your side hustle. Get a bartending job.
Exactly.
Get a Lego waiting job. And
so you kind of have to make baby steps towards building that empire. And if you don't,
everyone needs a side hustle.
Yeah. Yes. So Tidy Folk right now is definitely my side hustle, but all of my wonderful colleagues who I've met through NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers.
There's an association
of professional organizers.
Yes, and it's an amazing resource.
Wow.
Anyone who is interested in seeking help when getting organized, go to their website, napo.org, and there's tons of resources there on how to interview organizers in your area, and all of the organizers listed in their directories are going to be wonderful. They're all accredited. They all had to do work to get on that site. So go there.
And you're in Seattle.
I'm based in Seattle.
Everybody, just so you know, she's in Seattle. So if you live there and you need some help.
Thank you. Yeah. That's very sweet.
Although, could you do like a digital Skyping session?
Oh, definitely. There are organizers that do solely just internet
stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
There's also productivity specialists, and they're helping. That's kind of a section of organizing where you would generally work with clients that have issues with time management. So that is something that's
what a great resource. I have no idea.
Tico.org.
I think I might need that. So organizing of the mind.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all super qualified. Most of them have some sort of mental health counseling background, and then also are organizers, and it's just so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
I have a lot of questions. Yeah, it's hard to like synthesize one.
I know.
I think the first question I'm curious about is when you first take on a client, kind of like, do you have like an intake form or like?
Yes.
Like, how messy are you from 1 to 10?
Yes. I do free 1 hour assessment interviews.
Oh, cool.
And this, I definitely have a long list of questions that I ask them. But it's also to interview each other.
It's a good fit.
Because if you aren't comfortable or don't think you're going to like match up with your client, you definitely should speak to that and then offer them all of your NAPO resources and ask them if you can put your feelers out for them, because everyone deserves help getting organized.
Totally. And so trust your intuition, basically.
Yeah. And you know, I personally have only had to do that with one client so far, and they got work with someone else. So.
And what was the vibe you were getting that wasn't aligning with you?
I don't know if that's appropriate for me to disclose.
Yeah, that's probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
Just there's a lot of like there's a code of ethics that I have to stand by with being a member of NAPO, and I think discussing that wouldn't be appropriate, unfortunately.
It just wasn't a fit.
Yeah. It just wasn't a fit.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you.
Yeah. But it's nice to know that even in those situations that you do have a resource to give them, because I'd feel so bad if it's just bye, okay, there's nothing else I can help you with, but because you have that, it's really, really nice to know that they can go somewhere else.
Yeah. And you'll be surprised. Once you just get researching, there are a ton of organizers out there. Mm-hmm. And it's such a wonderful community. Everyone's so supportive. It's not competitive at all.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of work to be done in Seattle. I can't really speak on behalf of Portland, but yes, there's a lot of work.
Within NAPO, are there levels within just like different type of organizers?
Yeah.
Different tiers or categories?
Yes, we do. You can specialize in ADHD, chronic disorganization, hoarding.
Yeah. Watch those shows.
Yes. Yeah. Children, downsizing, relocating for folks that are gearing up to go into assisted living or independent living in a retirement community. A lot of moving. Organizers are wonderful to hire to get all of your packing coordinated.
Yeah, I'm gonna hire you.
And it's a great network. It's a great network. I'm just learning a lot.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of like how it's kind of everywhere.
Yes.
Shouldn't we talk about Marie Kondo, which I haven't watched your show. I haven't seen any of it, but I've actually read a few articles about it, and I've like experienced people saying stuff that they're for it, and some people are not that behind what she's doing. Have you seen the show, and what do you think?
I've seen a few episodes, and Marie Kondo is such a joy to watch. She's a lovely person.
Yeah.
And I think her message of sparking, like only keeping items that spark joy, it can be really powerful yeah. to specific people. And I don't necessarily think that that concept works for everyone.
In your personal experience.
In my personal right. experience, like I've kind of mentioned it to some clients and they just kind of,
they're like, what are you talking about?
They kind of like, let's scoff and they're like, it's just not for them. Right. So I have to, you know, everybody's different and that's okay. And that's yeah. I'm grateful for Marie Kondo for getting the message out.
Totally.
And yeah. I think this is going to do wonders for organizers in the future. I've already gotten way more client interviews this month since the show's debut wow. than I have in previous months.
That is so amazing.
And it's so cute. I would totally recommend to read her books. The magical...
Ultimate Magic of Beauty of Tidying Up?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember
is it
what
that
it
little,
is.
Is it like that little?
One? Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
her.
It's so unbelievable.
Magic of tidying up.
Yeah, something like
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what it is.
It's some of those
it's
words.
It's so sweet. Just Google Marie Kondo yeah. and her message in there is really wonderful. And
yeah.
File folding, all the special ways you stack your clothes and
just
rectangular.
Did that with my pants. Yeah,
should we show people what that looks like?
I mean, we could
if you want to.
I can take out a stack.
That's true. Oh my
actually,
gosh.
Let's go yeah. through the stack.
Okay. We're gonna bring it out here.
I'm gonna bring out a stack.
Okay. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
The joy of tidying up.
The joy of tidying yeah, up. Thank you. Was, who was that?
Noda Mongman.
Thank you. So funny, I can't remember. That's okay, though.
The joy of tidying.
Oh! This is beautiful.
Okay, this is my...
Okay.
I mean, this is usually in my drawer, right?
Yes. So, the key is that you want to be able to see all your clothes, and so when you stack them on top of each other, you don't know what's at the bottom, right? And so when you file fold them...
Yeah.
You can
see everything.
Witness all of your beautiful adornments.
Now, how would you help me get rid of some of these shirts, hypothetically?
But not actually.
Well, you know, it's kind of a breakdown of many things.
Cool.
You can first ask, you always categorize first. And these short sleeves?
These are just more like t-shirts. My nicer shirts are hanging up. So these are from my dresser drawer.
Yeah.
So they're organized by color. That's it right now.
So one of the things that I ask in my assessment interview is what percentage of your items are you looking to let go? And that plays a huge role in how much work we're going to do.
Okay.
So like I'd ask you like how much of this.
Okay. I would say of my total. So everything right now in my closet and my closet is small, but my dresser is big. Everything fits perfectly. I have the exact amount of hangers, the exact amount of drawer space. And so when everything's clean, it's like a tight squeeze. And then of course, you know, I buy new clothes. So it's like
yeah.
every time I buy new things, I should really be getting rid of things. So I would say overall, I'd be willing to part with like 20% of my wardrobe right now.
That's a good number.
That's like quite a few things.
So I would definitely then keep that in mind like the entire time. And a lot of times I have to remind my clients like why they hired me and what they're working towards.
So like you just don't have space.
You don't have space. So I would go through and if you like Marie Kondo's method, like physically touch each item and ask yourself if it sparks joy.
I have a question. I have a clarifying question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already know which one sparked joy, but here's my clarifying question. This shirt does not spark joy for me, but I wear this to work all the time because
it's functional.
Because I smell like work when I come home, and it's like something that's cotton that I can just throw in the washer that I don't really care about. So, you know, I'm like, no, this doesn't really spark joy, but I wear it because it doesn't spark joy and I don't want to ruin it. Do you know what I mean?
So
it's like my non-joy sparking shirt.
Yes. But it has value. And
yes,
that's the most
value.
Important.
So that's like
thing.
The second thing. Also, yes. I just realized I want a shirt that says this does not spark joy.
Can you get one for me?
Yeah, let's make them.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, so anyways, so like this would be a keep.
Yeah.
You know that I wear it.
It has
value. It's a solid color
to your life because you wear it to when you make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this shirt, this definitely sparks joy. And it has to because it was like a $60 t-shirt. But I love this shirt.
It's like
a
it's so
cute little vintage, yeah. like tuck into your new Levi's t-shirt. Okay. This definitely sparks joy.
Oh,
I
wasn't giving you room to
okay.
close, but I'll go back in.
This is my trendy okay. witch shirt. This sparks joy.
It's fairly nice.
Okay. I think this shirt does not spark joy.
If you're questioning it, then yeah, it's a no.
But it looks so. It would look so cute with the sweater. Like
it would.
Yeah.
Okay. That's another thing though. When I
this
go through
my
closet,
your
maybe I'm like,
pile.
I don't
that
want
be
that.
My
and then I say, oh, but maybe I'll
okay.
wear it. But then I never wear it.
This sparks so much joy that there's holes in it, and I keep keeping it.
Okay, so
oh,
this
yeah.
would be something
and stains
that you have to ask yourself, like, how often are you wearing this?
I actually wear it like every week.
Okay.
For some reason, I love this color, and even though there's like holes in it, I still wear it.
Some people would say that this is a boundary.
A boundary.
Yeah, mm. this is
it's like is this a trash t-shirt, you guys? Like
as an organizer, I'm never going to actually tell you to let something go. You have to decide it on your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this one can go like I'm almost 30. Can I still wear crop tops?
Yes.
Of course. You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
This is new. Newish. Newish. This needs to go. I've been thinking about it.
Okay, then say thank you and let it go.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Cool, then I don't really fully have to let it go.
Amazing. I love that.
All right, so now you guys got a short synopsis.
Yeah.
Do you have a any idea why
you have your phone?
It probably died.
Oh. Do you think?
Yeah, I think it did. It was at 8%.
Oh.
Sorry, Facebook Live. Or Instagram Live. I had a really great question.
Mm.
Oh, do you have any ideas about why people have attachments to like clothes?
Things.
Like here's okay, like let's say where'd that gray shirt? Okay, this shirt. So this is like Free People tank top. I think I really liked it when I bought it. I wore it all the time and I like never really wear it anymore. But for some reason, this would be hard for me to part with. Like what is that our attachment to clothing when we don't even really wear it? You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
It really depends on the person. And surprisingly or not, a lot of times it has to do with past trauma.
Interesting.
Mm. The experiences around clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things in general.
Just things in general.
Yeah.
Like
I've
the
actually
fear
heard that.
Of letting things go because of abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
We can get real deep here.
Yeah.
Mainly abandonment or something happened where they were in control of their belongings.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
I just blame the fact that I'm a Leo.
And everybody's different. And, like, no one, like, organizers aren't there to have you get rid of your stuff. Organizers are there to create a system in your life that works for you.
Right.
So you know where all of your belongings are at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a home. That's, like, everything the number one
yeah.
thing
okay.
to take away from
follow-up
an organizer.
Question. Can you speak to why that's important for, like, everything to have a home? What does that do for you, for your mind, for your spirit, like, for your everyday life?
It brings peace.
Yeah.
It's just peace and order. And, mm-hmm. I mean, how annoying is it when you've, like, misplaced something? It's
yeah.
the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
From your keys to your lease on
yeah.
your property. It's
yeah.
like... It causes a lot of dysfunction and stress, and that's not a good place to live, you
yeah.
know, or be in.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I heard
peace.
Mia, you
peace.
Said that first, everything has a home.
Yes.
And I really resonated with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's as far, like I grew up in a more disorganized as
yeah,
far as like,
here.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, Caitlin, but I have an attachment to dresses and rompers. Why?
Because they're cute.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Yeah.
It's okay to love clothes and get enjoyment out of wearing them. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It becomes an issue when you can't find things.
Right.
Exactly. So if you have a huge closet of clothes, great. And just try to keep it tidy.
Have some order.
Yeah,
have some order to it.
Have some order.
Organize it by color, season, style.
Yeah.
Category. So I have like dresses.
Yeah.
Like tank top, like flowy summer tops. And then I have like more work shirts. And then I have my flannels. Sure. And then I have my skirts. And then I have my sweaters.
Yeah.
Everything's
category. Category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still evolving.
I can help you.
Jenny could use some work. We should go into her closet.
Yeah, I definitely. It's
You've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I haven't focused on until this last year of my life. So it's nice to actually feel the difference when things have a place and like having order. And I know when I'm in my early 20s, like I had a friend who was in their 30s, like come to my apartment. And, he made a comment that was like, why don't you take care of your apartment? It's just another reflection of who you are. And I was like, that's so true. You know, like for me, a lot of times if my room is messy, it's because my mind is messy.
Absolutely.
And everything else inside kind of correlates and reflects. So by keeping the order, I found it's able to help me be more orderly inside.
Yes. Yes.
Which I really appreciate.
Yeah. For sure.
What about like the energy of your space? How does tidying up and organizing affect the energy of your space?
You know, I think it depends on the individual and their story,
mm-hmm.
because like you just said, like your home is a reflection of who you are. And I think being organized and tidy and not having clutter is another thing, like being peace, like mm-hmm. having simplicity can also be really great for your mind, so you can focus on the things that are important to you.
Yeah,
agreed. Yeah, if my mom's watching, I don't think she is right now. She's working, but I want to go to her office and like help her organize because she's an accountant.
Oh,
and so yeah, I want to help her organize just like her desk because she feels so bombarded with obviously taxes and accounting and all that. But I feel like if she were to organize her whole desk, it would just lift a weight from her where she could just feel a little bit lighter as far as all of that work on her and her brain.
Yes, for sure. My tip for that would be to go slow because paper is a big process to sort through, especially for an accountant.
I know.
But there are organizers out there that specialize in business and corporation. Mm. So I would definitely, you should help her.
Yeah.
And she could also seek professional help.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
Find someone to help you.
And there's so many great books out there on organizing. Julie Morgenstern is a major organizer in our industry, and she's written like a stack of excellent books. So I check her out.
Julie
Morgenstern.
Should we read some of our questions?
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay.
I know someone who will be excited
Hopefully
about
she's
that.
Watching.
Laurel, where are you at?
She'll watch the replay.
Okay.
Okay, so first question from Laurel. Does everyone have a closet of doom?
It may not be a closet, but there's definitely at least a drawer or a room. There's something going on.
A pocket.
But, you know, as an organizer, it's really important to let your clients know that you've seen it all. And you never want to make someone feel like they're that's the worst case that you've ever had. Yeah, so
that's so true.
I've seen it all. But yeah, and that's okay.
Okay, next, also from Laurel. How to talk to a significant other about their excessive driftwood collection.
Gee, who are you talking about, Laurel?
That's specific.
That's very specific, Laurel. I would
excessive driftwood collection
approach them and ask gently if it's something that is really meaningful to them. And if it is excessive, maybe you could find a creative way to display it.
Make it more like an art,
something to marvel at. And potentially, if depending on how attached they are to it, maybe going through and sorting and letting go some of those items that really aren't special to them.
It's a great idea. I love the displaying.
Why don't you build some art in your garden with it?
Yeah. That would be cool too. You have a great garden, Laurel.
Yeah. Okay. Lighting can't live without it, but it's all fluorescent. How can you mellow out a space with lighting?
I feel like Miss Mia, the wonderful interior designer over here, maybe could speak to that a little bit more than me.
Fluorescent lighting? Aren't they're like those natural, that's what we have, right?
I know this one.
The natural light bulbs?
Yeah.
I mean, there's alternatives. There's daylight light bulbs that are supposed to resemble daylight. But otherwise, honestly, I would, like, we don't use our overhead lights.
Yeah.
So, floor lamps, salt lamps, candles, and Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, we almost never use our overhead lights.
Yeah.
Except for in the kitchen. We never use them in here because they're too bright. They're not nice. And
they're not nice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like floor lights. They've got this little dolphin light over here.
I would definitely say floor lights are really
floor lamps.
Yeah.
It's like a nice, they're just softer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My shared shoe closet with my boyfriend looks like a dystopian thrift store.
Any ideas?
Well, first and foremost, I love that. It's a dystopian thrift store. I would go through and sort his and hers. And then I would go through and, I hate saying the word purge, but purge, whatever shoes that are broken or you haven't worn in over 2 years, or you have like a gazillion pairs of the same type of shoe.
Yeah.
Like
how many ankle boots do you need?
Right. Or like how many pairs of like dirty
tennis shoes
do you need? I see that a lot. And I'm like, I am always wondering to myself, like, I wonder why they're holding on to these. Mm-hmm. And then I would definitely get a shoe rack that has like maybe 3 or 4 levels to it. And you can find really cheap ones at like Target or the Container Store.
Yeah.
Or, I've seen some at World Market.
Yeah.
And make it cute. And so you want to display your shoes and show them off. So I would definitely organize them by person and then get your own shoe racks for each person.
Also, I saw a post recently that was like all the nicer shoes were on shoe racks, and then they had these really cute bins that pulled out under the closet shelf, and those were like tennis shoes and like maybe like Chacos or Crocs or like your outdoor shoes.
Yes.
That was nice.
Have that in there.
Yeah, I kind of have that going on there.
Yeah, shoe boxes are great.
They're pretty organized
space.
Mm-hmm. That's really smart. And I like make it cute.
Make it cute. Display your stuff.
Tupperware, period.
Tupperware. Oh, Tupperware is a nightmare.
Purge.
Yeah.
Definitely go through and find all the matches first and then like all the ones that don't have matches. And then,
do you remember when we did that at our old house when we lived together?
Yeah.
I remember a day doing that.
Yeah. And then a really great way to do it is to, if you don't want to buy organizing product, is to stack all of the lids vertically next to each other or in a box, a shoe box or something that you have around. And then layer all of the actual, the bases together and just keep them separated. I also think it really benefits if you want to go out and spend money to buy all of the same brand.
Yeah.
Glass. Don't use plastic Tupperware anymore, please.
Yeah.
So I would definitely do that. Plus the glass is a lot sturdier and it's just easier overall. But they do make organizing products for you with little ridges in it, so you can stack your vertical lids more easily.
Nice. They're thinking about you.
Yeah.
I love memory boxes, but realize I now have junk boxes. Help.
Oh, no. That happens to the best of us. If you are going to organize memory boxes, I would always save it for the last thing that you organize, just because of all the sentimental value to them. And I would definitely, again, sort through it by category, whether it be photos or ticket stubs, any little trinkety thing from traveling, into these different categories, just so you really get a big understanding of what you have. And then if you are a Marie Kondo person, I definitely think a sparking joy question could be really applicable here. Mm-hmm. And just remember that everything's in the heart that really matters, right? And so you don't always have to keep the physical item to have that memory and joy.
Yeah. So totally. I always think about, like, for me, it was really joyous as a kid to look through my mom's, like, old journals. Like, I remember crying of laughter, like, reading her entries when she was a teenager about boys.
That's amazing. Yeah.
She kept them, and it was, like, so joyous for me. And also, like, looking at her old pictures. So something I think about when I'm going through old memory boxes, and I have more of, like, a folder now, but I think about, like, if I have kids, like, would they want to look at this stuff?
Right.
Like, would that be,
would that give them joy?
Yeah.
Well?
Would that give them joy? And so I keep things that are tied to that. Like, I don't personally keep ticket stubs. I know that a lot of people do that, but I keep things, like, I have a jar of all of these notes that my friend Hannah and I passed back together, back and forth together in elementary school. Aww. And they're so funny, and I will never let them go.
Yeah.
And, like, every once in a while I'll clean out, you know, a drawer or a box, and, like, I'll come across them and I'll read every single one. And
that's so sweet.
They're so funny. And so those things are just, like, amazing to have, because that was before we had technology and we had cell phones. Yeah. So we were literally writing notes, and, like, all those memories are contained in those. And I have this notebook with my friend Andy where we had this whole notebook that we would pass back and forth. And it was, like, this scrapbook notebook with, like, all of our gossip and boy stories in like eighth grade. And I've kept that too, because it's just absolutely priceless.
It is priceless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the things you want to keep.
Yeah,
for sure. How the heck do you store jeans?
Oh, the Marie Kondo folding
Marie
method.
Kondo folding. Yeah. File folding
Should
is the way
her?
To go.
Yeah. Should I get a pair of jeans?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's show her how to do it.
It's great.
It is great.
Most clothes can go into drawers
this way.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So you can really, and you can pack a lot more clothes into a drawer when you file fold.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
true.
Let's see if I'm doing this right. Let me see. Let me do this, and then you can tell me if I'm doing it right.
I mean,
here's the jeans. Pull them with the pockets out, and then I do one of these. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of these. Mm-hmm. And then one of these.
Perfect.
Nice.
And then they're just
going to stack.
They stack, and that's what my drawer is. And then it's so easy to see what pair of jeans I want to wear.
Yeah, it's life-changing.
Like my new jeans, guys. I got
that booty, though.
I got a new pair of Levi's, so
yeah,
one of my old jeans has got to go.
So, yeah, the Marie Kondo method.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you'll see it everywhere. When you're out shopping, a lot of stores, that's how they do all their folding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's efficient.
So all these shirts we have, just like
time to organize, guys. Okay, yes. So last one. Any suggestions on organizing clothes in a closet?
We kind of went over that.
Yeah, you touched on that. Definitely do it by category. A great thing to do is to buy all the same hanger, and
that really helps.
Mm. Like, I don't know what it is. If it's not just the aesthetic,
right,
it just makes everything look way more fluid and uniform. And
do they have to be the same color? I use the felt ones.
Yeah, I love them. Those are my favorite.
All of mine are different colors.
It's okay.
Okay, it kind of drives me crazy. I wish I could dye them all the same color. I wish they were all white.
Oh my gosh, that's what I have.
Right?
Yeah, you can get these really awesome ones on Amazon. You can get a pack of 50 for like $12 to $15.
Yeah, I might just...
Awesome.
It's going to make you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But another organizing tip would be to organize, like, your things by length, so you have like a vertical, or not a vertical, what kind of line is
horizontal.
This? Horizontal line of so the eye can kind of follow it.
Ooh, I want to do that.
So like dresses, dress long dresses and jumpsuits would be on the left, and then
go
up. Yes, to like skirts and things. That's how some organizers do it, depending on like the type of person their client is.
Right.
And then obviously you can do color coding, but sometimes that doesn't work when you're trying to find specific items because of it's not categorized.
Right. And it's blending in.
It's blending in.
Yeah.
It just depends.
It looks cool.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with like the books I see on like social media, all the organizing books like on apartment therapy by color, and it's like, well, how do you find them?
Yeah. It just basically just looks pretty.
It just looks pretty, yeah. And it's an aesthetic, and I get that. But it's not really efficient.
Cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So
well,
I would do that.
Yeah. Where can people find you?
I am on Facebook and Instagram, Tidy Folk, just TIDYFOLK. And I have my website, tidyfolk.com. And that's where I am on the internet.
If you guys do a free hour consultation and then online.
You can,
With them online.
Yes. You can submit a request on my website. And I do residential organizing only.
Okay,
so,
cool. Good to know.
Yes, yeah.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got to go organize.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's go to my closet.